Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Oh, happy freaking Monday. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on iTunes. It's the Every Day is Saturday show. We're blowing up. Seriously, I sent a support ticket in to our hosting, Blueberry. I used to host my podcast. And I had to ask, hey, is there something wrong with your reporting statistics? Because literally we're up, I don't even know, what would it be, like 800% in downloads on iTunes in the past 2 weeks? I thought for sure there was a glitch. Guy gets back to me. He says, no, congrats, man. Your show's blowing up. I said, hey, of course it is. Why would I ever think anything different? So my name's Sam Crowley. I run a company called Every Day is Saturday. Just do a little bit of a reset here. 10 years ago, my daughter Madeline asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? I said, no. I'm a stressed out corporate slave buying things I can't afford with money I don't have to impress people I don't even like. But someday, every day will be Saturday, not only for me, but for you and people all around the world. And what do you know? Here we are. So this show is designed to motivate, to inspire, to empower you to go after your dream. That's all it is. You know, I put a quote on my Facebook page today, April 27, 2015. I said, hey, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have my Facebook page open right now because I'm not really that good of a multitasker, but I said, hey, you might as well go after your dream. Don't worry about how long it takes because the time is going to pass anyway. So if it takes you 3 years to get there, those 3 years are going to pass if you're lucky and you don't get hit by a bus at 5 o'clock today. Those 3 years are going to pass. You might as well get after it anyway. What else are you going to do? Sit around moping and moping and moping and moping? So I had a request come in via the Twitter hotline at Sam Crowley on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. You want me to talk about a certain topic relative to the Everyday Saturday mission, your dream, entrepreneurism, whatever. I'll do it. I promise. I'll do it. Let me give credit. At K Forkanoon. At K Forkanoon asked, Sam. Hey Sam, hope you're doing well. I remember you talking about the day having X number of 15-minute chunks. Which episode is that? Well, funny you asked. I don't know which episode that is, but I know what you're talking about. I'm not quite sure what day or what year even I recorded that, but it's called the 196th of a Day Principle. And I stole that from my buddy John DeLemmy back in the day about 10 years ago. He was talking about, by the way, I'm giving John credit, but you know the drill, right? First time you use something from someone, you give the author credit. Second time it's, you know, I heard this somewhere. Third time you own it. But I got to give John credit because he came up with this. It was actually, I think, one of his CDs back in the day. 196 of a day. Every day has 96 15-minute increments to it. So we're all like, oh, my God, I got so much I got to do, especially on a day like today. It's Monday. You know the connotation Monday has. You got the whole week. You got all the stuff from the weekend. You're just going to push paper from the left side of the desk to the right side of the desk all day long. That's what most corporate drones do. But for you, you don't do that because you're about to implement this principle, 196 of a day. So if you take a look, what can you knock out in 15 minutes? For example, you're listening to this podcast. It's 15 minutes. And by the way, I must add an excellent use of your time for 15 minutes. How about jumping rope for 15 minutes? How about diving into your email and then just shutting it down after 15 minutes? How about writing an email to your database? How about posting something clever, something unique on social media that's going to drive usage to your brand? How about creating just it, what? Let, this is awesome, okay? I work with one of my favorite coaching clients yesterday, Angela. And yes, I do Sunday calls because that's what works for her. Hey, I'm looking for a dream client. You want to work with me one-on-one? You want me to develop your marketing strategy, keep you inspired and motivated towards your Saturday, develop your sales funnel, your product, help you to put together a great presentation? I specialize in working with speakers, selling from the platform, as well as keynote speeches, but all the money's made selling from the platform. Send me an email. Put coaching in the subject line, coaching, and sam@everydayisaturday.com. It ain't cheap. It's not. So if your times are tough, I get that. This would not be for you. But if you've got money to invest in yourself and your business and you want to start a speaking career, send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday. Just put coaching in the subject line. Tell me a little bit about yourself, all right? And I'll get back to you. And I will. I really will. Because that's my private email, and it gets filtered, so the spam goes to spam, and the real requests go to me, okay? So back to $196 a day. What if you wanted to create a program? What if you wanted to create something of substance, maybe a digitally delivered product, a physical product? Maybe you want to start your blog. How about just dedicating 15 minutes to just thinking? I'm not even talking about actually writing anything or anything like that. Just thinking. And by that, I mean get in your car. Go to the 15 minutes doesn't start in the car. The 15 minutes starts when you get to the park bench and you sit there and you do nothing but think. Do you know how hard thinking is? There's a quote, and I honestly don't know who said it. It's escaping me right now. But thinking is one of the most difficult things in the world to do. That's why so few people engage in it. And it's true. Just try to stay quiet for 10 seconds. You can't. There's so many thoughts going through your mind. At least that's what happens with me. I literally got to work and train my brain to not think about my kids and the volleyball and the different activities we got to get them to, our baby Susan, what we got to do for her requiring 24-hour care. How about bills? How about items that need to get paid? People that need to get paid? You need to get paid? All of that's going through your head. Did I do this? Did I do that? Dinner. I got to get dinner on. You know, I got to get to think. All right, when you think, you got to get in a quiet spot. I mean, the cell phone goes off unless you're using it to type notes in. If that's the case, then put it in airplane mode so you can't get any text messages or phone calls. I'm serious now. The 196th of a day principle tells you that you got to block 15 minutes out to get something done. And if you did that, let's say you did it four times in a row, that would be the most well-used one-hour block of time ever that you've ever done in your life. 15 minutes, 196th of a day. If you can just think in terms of that and chunk your day, you're going to get so much more accomplished. For myself, look at what I'm doing right now. I'm recording this podcast. It'll probably end up being, I'm in the middle, so we're about 7 minutes in, not including the introduction music, but we're about 7 minutes into actual content. A few more minutes, the show's over. Oh, no. Maybe I'll record another one, and it's not even a two for Tuesday. I'll record another one. How's that? But that's it. 15 minutes, edited, upload to iTunes, done. If I wanted to do four of those, that would be four increments of my day. That would be so much incredible content. When you factor in, one show gets about 10,000 downloads. If I did four shows today, that'd be 40,000 downloads of my show, and it took me four 15-minute increments. But you know what? You don't got to do them back to back to back to back. Just do one, and then stop. Grab a cup of coffee, a water, have some breakfast. Get away. Don't even think about doing anything for another 15 minutes. But you know what's going to happen? It's not possible. You're going to think, wow, that was very cool. I just created a lot of content. I just did a lot in one 15-minute increment. I'm going to do another one in the next 15 minutes. And that's what you do. Now, guys, that could be paying bills. There's nothing wrong with that. But you focus just on getting the bills paid, okay? You don't go from your bank account to Facebook to YouTube and watch a video. It is laser focused for 15 minutes. And watch what happens. Your productivity is going to skyrocket because you don't get distracted. Most people, like I said, can't even think for 10 seconds in a day. All right, they get completely distracted. The human mind is so powerful. Over 18 billion brain cells, and they're all firing. Now, we don't use many of them, okay? We probably use 8. Out of the 18 billion, but they're all there for you. Can use them however you want. You can train those brain cells however you want. Some people kill them. That's the choice they make. They'll go to the bar and they'll just kill them. They'll smoke some pot. They'll kill them. They'll do drugs. They'll kill them, right? But not you. You are going to utilize as many as you possibly can just in a 15-minute period of time. Think of the magnifying glass. All right, think of the analogy. You shine the magnifying glass over something that long, it's going to get hot, it's going to catch fire, and that's a good thing. Because why? People travel from miles around to watch you burn. So do that today. Implement the 196 of a day principle. Thank you for hitting me up on Twitter with that idea. I don't know when the show was. It might even been 8 years ago I recorded that, or it might have been 8 days ago. I'm not sure, but I'm doing it again just for you. So we can all do that. We're going to do that today. 196 of a day, 15 minutes, do whatever it is. Exercise, whether it's your business, whether you're going deep into the word or your own faith, whatever that is, that's very powerful as well. Getting into the, for example, somebody like myself would dive into the Bible, man, and I would just for 15 minutes do nothing but get into the word. All right, do that. How about 15 minutes of gratitude? Would that change your day? Instead of waking up saying, oh my God, I got all this stuff, I got to get that. How about 15 minutes of being grateful for where you are in life, man? I did so powerful. So let's do it. All of us together now. One more time. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.